Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Grave, the Dean and Founder of Directions University, calling in live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I've got with me my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the Story Lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com. Welcome, Rhonda.
Well, hey there, Gina and everybody. It's a beautiful day in the Ozarks over here, and I'll tell you, it's a great day for some smoking hot PR. What do you think?
Oh, yes, I've been looking forward to this.
Yes, absolutely. I am ready and looking forward to it as well.
Well, fantastic, and I'm just opening up the chat, too, so for our listeners, if you've got questions during the show, why don't you go ahead and get logged into the chat, and I'll be taking those questions for you and getting them answered live here on the air. And so who's our guest today, Rhonda?
Wow, we have Tatiana Gahn, who is a really cool, interesting person. First found her on Twitter. She is a mompreneur. She's a blogger. She is a PR expert, and she is just amazing with getting people to be able to promote your business online. She's really great with all these strategies. I'm really looking forward to picking her brain today about some of the peace projects and different things that I have and that you and I have together. So it's just really, really exciting to bring her here today. She works with businesses. And she says she wants to help you to set the web on fire with flaming online PR and marketing solutions. And she also is really into gourmet French food. So I love this wide variety of interests. And so she's, I guess, a foodie with a flair for PR or a PR expert with a flair for food, whatever we want to say. Really excited, Tatiana, to have you here today. And thank you so much for being our guest.
Well, welcome, Tatiana.
Oops.
Is she here?
Well, hang on a second. Let me get over to my switchboard and see what's going on.
I hear the
line is open. Tatiana, my love, are you there?
That's weird. How about I try and mute her and unmute her again?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking while Gina is doing that. I'll say that there is just so much power to knowing how to navigate the online world in a way that promotes your business, in a way that uses your time really wisely, and, you know, what would be the best strategy. So that's some of the stuff that we want to talk with our guest about today. You want me to try to open her mic up? Oh, there it goes. Hello there.
Are you there, Tatiana? Well, why don't I try calling her directly and seeing if I can pull her in on a three-way, Rhonda? Tatiana, if you can hear me, I'm going to go ahead and try and three-way over to you.
Yeah, we're just a technical difficulty sometimes do happen no matter how you try, so. We do see you there. We see the line open. Anyway, while we deal with that, excuse me, while we deal with that, we have some amazing projects that Gina and I are involved with, and it's just so much fun to notice how powerful relationships are, even in terms of publicizing yourself and getting the word out about your business. So much will go more quickly through the power of relationships. So that's another thing we'll look forward to talking about.
Unfortunately, Tatiana's line is ringing busy because she's on the air with us, but I can't seem to get her line unmuted in a way that we can hear her. Tatiana, if you want to hang up, I will gladly give you a call right back as soon as I see you pop off of the host queue. And that way I'll just pull you in on a three-way. So if you want to go ahead and hang up, I think that'll work even better.
Tatiana has some wonderful articles over on ezinearticles.com. And so that's one of the places you can find her, and I'll put links to a couple of them in the resources. She has one article, Top 7 Ways How to Create Smoking Hot PR for Your Internet Business During Busy Holiday Season. And even though that's about a busy holiday season, I cannot think of a time when people are not busy and attention challenged. Can you? So, I mean, this article, even though she's talking about the Christmas season in the article, it seems to me that there, this stuff is really applicable. Her first tip in this particular article is about trends and news. And she's suggesting that you check Google Trends and MSN News and various holiday-related websites like Black Friday when it's closer to that time, or any websites that are related to a current holiday or something that's coming up. As we're doing this show, we're coming up on Mother's Day, Father's Day, gardening, spring, summer, those kinds of things can be worked into your business. So that's one of her tips.
So poor Tatiana, I hung up from her on the switchboard. I just tried calling her, and she must have been trying to call back really quick because her line was still busy, and now she just popped in and popped back off of the switchboard again. So let me try one more time to get her. I'll be right back.
So you try and do that. So I will share, again, from one of her articles. That first tip that she had was about trends and news. And the second tip that she has is about writing news releases. And I'm looking forward to picking her brain about this, about the most effective ways to really grab people's attention and draw them into what you're doing. So in the article, she's suggesting that press releases, and she thinks that are the best.
You can hear her now. Tatiana, can you hear us? Are you there, Tatiana? Well, it says she's there, and it says she's unmuted, too, so why can't we not hear her?
Oh, poor thing, my goodness.
If you have a phone number for Tatiana, Rhonda, why don't you pop it into my instant messenger, and I'll try and give her a call back. Are you there, Tatiana?
I don't have a different number for her.
That's the same one you've got.
Yeah, how unfortunate. So,
I don't know why we can't hear her. Tatiana, are you there? Well, we will get this right, I'm sure.
We will get this eventually. That's just so distressing for our poor guest, who has just so many awesome things to share, and I cannot wait to talk with her. We know that we're trying to get hooked up, so I'm not quite sure what the issue is being today. But I did see her number and her line open. How about I'm going to try on my side to mute and unmute her.
Sounds like a plan.
Now I have her muted. Now can we hear you, Tatiana? Well,
sure.
Talk radio. guess what? We're going to be having a chat later. Let me see if she maybe can call in through Skype.
Well, like I said, if you want to give her my number, she can three-way over to me, and I'll three-way her in.
Your number is stored in my phone, and I can't read it. So
just, I'll put it into your box, and you can copy and paste it.
Yep, do that, and I'll send it over to her, and we will get with her by and by. I just DM'd her, so, and I will email as well, but just wanted to kind of hook it up both possible ways. So, sorry, I'm typing. It's hard for me to say something on the type at the same time. Sorry about that. Here, I've emailed her now as well with your number, so one way or the other, hopefully we can get you hooked up. Anyway, one of the more unusual, I just had communicated with her yesterday. We've been tweeting and all that, and definitely looking forward to it. I would love to get some terrific tips on writing great press releases from her. And there's so many different types of writing that you end up doing for your business, and they're all a little bit different. So,
me too. Tatiana, if you can hear us, if you could hit the number one on your keypad, we'll go ahead and unmute you, and maybe you're just not showing up on the queue. I mean, that's possible. Also, Rhonda.
Oh, here's another. Oh, here, let me see. Don't touch your controls, and I've got, hello, Tatiana, do we have you there? I'm not hearing anybody. I just opened up another line.
Let's spend a little bit of time talking about PR while we're trying to get Tatiana on the air.
Yes.
So you and I both really know about PR and what it can do for a business. I mean, any business, whether it's an online business or an offline business, really needs PR. And PR really stands for public relations, just so everybody understands what we're talking about here. And
right.
Any kind of public, any kind of marketing is really about public relations. Whether you're talking about sending out a press release, whether you're talking about going on Twitter or Facebook, you're really working at public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
especially when you're working with authors, especially like for you, Rhonda, and your authors, PR is so important. It's what makes books sell, right?
Yeah, the book is always about the stuff that surrounds it. That's really what makes things go. In fact, in terms of books, and there is a relevant message here for small business owners who aren't authors too, but in terms of books, you can't hardly get a publisher to look at you unless you come to them with a huge platform, and a huge platform meaning a lot of people who pay attention to what you do and who you are, and that you're adding value to a lot of people. So it's not gone are the days when you can throw a manuscript, lean it against the door, and all of a sudden they discover you and you become a best-selling author or whatever. Publishers want to know that you're somebody who's going, not only who's going to stick around, but that you're somebody who already has people who are listening to you and already has a following. With a small business and with any author or any business owner, you have to grow that following. Nobody starts off with one right out of the gate. But you definitely have to grow that following, and you want people to be talking about you and about what you do and spreading the word for you. So that's where things like, I already read that tip she had about tying into the news. That's one of the top strategies that Gina, you and I both teach people to do is tapping into the news and tapping into if there's a current event or something and you can tie into it, that can be the thing that helps put you on the map as a business owner.
Absolutely. And so many times the news can really drive more traffic than just about anything else you can do. If you can find a way to make your product newsworthy, even better. But if you can find news events that you can then kind of brand your product as a solution to, that works extremely well.
Mm-hmm. So let's give some examples of things that you might be able to tie into current news and current events. There's a lot of talk in the States about healthcare right now. So any solutions that you have to help people keep themselves healthy and out of doctor's offices, if you're in a health arena, that is a way that you can tap into the news. If you have any kind of a fitness program, you can tap into the news around healthcare because of that. If your expertise is in gardening, even, you certainly can, talking about vegetables and how to grow them so that they're healthy and have the most possible nutrients in them, because things like the soil and the water make a difference in the nutrients of the end product.
Exactly. And that really applies to the specific example of the healthcare reform. It applies to people in lots of different arenas, whether you're
yep.
in a weight loss arena, whether you're dealing with people who have congestive heart failure, whether you're selling green products, all of them can be positioned as things related to health that the Health Care Reform Act could be potentially having an impact on. It's just a matter of tying the two things together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is absolutely for sure. It's tying, and it's relevance. And, you know, actually, it's funny, Gina, because relevance is something that I teach in storytelling. And it's something that we teach to anybody with your business, you know, that they don't care solutions that you may have until it's relevant to their problems or concerns. Even in a story, you don't want to be just blah, 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 talking and talking. You want to have something that's relevant to the person who would be receiving that story.
Precisely.
Yeah, so... There's a lot
way for us to reach Tatiana, and I can't seem to find another way to reach her.
I can't either. I've tweeted at her and emailed her, and not seeing really other ways to get in touch with her. So we'll just keep going on, I guess, for the moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, Rhonda.
Yeah. So. Barring that, if you, Tatiana, if you do, if you are here, put your hand up by hitting number 1 on your keypad, and then we can find you, and then we'll just keep checking the console to see what's going on. And then hopefully we'll be able to get you live and on the air. So, anyway... there are, you can, it's not always a direct line for relevance, though, is it, Gina? When you think about, most people think about healthcare reform as the example, and they're going to think about, you know, legislation or maybe diseases or whatever, but so many things can affect your health. And, I mean, even things like mindset, even things like law of attraction, even things like things that people are doing in your life and business. It can be so many things. If you have green products, if you have, if you're dealing with clean air or water, all of those things can be related. So what you do is you kind of play connect the dots. I don't know if you've ever done that with a drawing, connect the dots.
Absolutely.
You know, as a kid, and that's really what relevance is that you connect the dots between whatever is that your business is and whatever is going on in the news that is going to touch those people's lives.
Exactly. And, you know, I can't even seem to get to Tatiana's website. Not to change the subject again.
No, I know. I was looking at that, too, because I was going to look up a couple of things, and I went, oh, well, that doesn't quite look like what I imagined, what I remembered seeing before. So,
well, I was not hoping quite sure I could get there and find a phone number or some other contact info to reach her.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I see something. I think I did find a different way to reach her. Hold on a sec.
Excellent. So while Gina is doing that, when you do make that link, you go, okay, so I've got a link between my stuff and the news and my audience. I've got a relevant link from current events. Now what are you going to do with it? Well, that's where you'll be writing press releases. That's where you'll be writing blog posts. And the best thing that you can do is make sure, as far as some of the things you do to start with, is make sure that you have some really good keyword research under your belt so that you know the words that people are using and which things are going to pull the most traffic. There's a project I'm involved with and finding promotion partners for, and I was looking at their banner ads that they had, and the ads never once mentioned the main topic the thing is about. They just said it was an audio event, but they didn't say what it was. And I thought, wow, you know, I don't do graphics. There's nothing I personally can do about it, but that is completely missing because it's not connected to people. Who cares about an audio event? Big deal. They care about, here's the problem I have. I need a solution. I need something to help me. And that's what they care about. So that's where you're really wanting to make sure that you connect with connect the relevance to people and the issues that they have. So if you have something that's around green products, you can relate that to healthcare by the various health benefits, for example, relating that to healthcare reform. And you might research what terms around healthcare are getting the most traffic that you can access.
Guess what?
What?
I found Tatiana. She thought it was at noon central time. That's why she's not been here.
Oh. Oh. Well, okay then.
We'll be here momentarily, and as soon as I see her on the host queue, I will get her unmuted.
That's really funny because the Blog Talk platform automatically tells you the current time. Oh, wouldn't you know, my neighbor's running his big heavy equipment.
Oh, how nice. Well, you know, lesson in this for our listeners, and that is how to track down someone. So the way I found Tatiana was that I went to Twitter.com, went to her profile, and then looked up who is search for her domain name, and I found her that way. Hello,
yep.
Tatiana. Do I now
Hi,
have you unmuted?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, darling.
I appreciate your patience, and sorry we had a little bit of a
miscommunication.
Yeah, okay.
What a great topic to talk about with PR, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to hear what questions do you have today and so we're going to talk today about relationship marketing, and what a great subject that deals so well with the PR.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Really does. So Rhonda and I were just talking a little bit about news and how news can really tie to your message and getting your message out there. And we started talking a little bit about how blogging becomes important to your message and social media of all different types becomes important to your message.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
We would
Absolutely.
Love to hear your philosophies on PR and what you suggest companies do to get more exposure so that they can reach bigger audiences.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great question, and there are so many ways, so many different channels, you know, today available for business owners, regardless what, you know, what size of your company. It doesn't matter if you're a small business owner, if you have a mid-sized company, or it's a larger corporation.
Right.
What changed is the way people interact and engage and participate in the marketing campaign. What happened if you remember, even 10 years ago, public relations was kind of almost like forbidden fruit that nobody wanted to touch. It was only available for media and journalists or special PR department in any company. And if it was a small business owner or even mid-sized company, they even never hired PR professional, or they didn't have PR in a firm to work with. So what happened is that they kind of just related on their marketing and sales department, but what they didn't understand that when you have a PR business, it's prerequisite of or PR business professional working for you, it's a prerequisite of, you know, sales. So you need to have PR professionals to open that door for you and to allow the rest of the world, you know, to see what's going on. And only then the sales professional come in and they do the work. And so it used to be it's only PR was available for companies just to share the news, announcements, events, which everything as we hear, press releases or PR marketing is about newsworthy, it's about engaging with people, you know, with the media. But what happened, people are not engaging, companies are no longer engaging as much with the media or journalists or newspaper or magazine. They're engaging directly with the buyer. They're reaching directly the buyer, the customer, the prospect, depending. Doesn't matter, again, what size of your company. And that's what changed, and that is why PR became very, social media in the past 2 to 3 years played a huge role in public relations. Because, again, when we hear the word public relations, we're dealing with people. And social media is just a perfect combination. It's like mixing, you know, chocolate with the peanut butter and making a beautiful, you know, and delicious peanut butter cup. You know, you know, it just it gives that full flavor to a business and makes them like, wow, you've got a PR business or professional that's working for you. You either you hire you someone outsource consultant or you have in-house company. Now the people looking at you is like, you're a real business. And you may only have, you know, 5 people or even 2 people working for your company. But public relations is that bridge between you and the company thanks to social media. And so that's what makes a big, you know, difference in the way people build a business nowadays when it was, you know, even 5 years ago.
So much, it seems, lately, when people make buying decisions, it's much more in the hands of the consumer, and people will look up reviews and all kinds of things that we're doing now. How does that, all of that, affect the way that you engage in PR and social media PR for your business?
Mainly, that's a very good question. Mainly, it's about identifying what do you really want. If it's identifying what is my agenda for today and what do my customers want. And I have to make sure that my answers to, let's say, if I find someone who's talking on a blog about particular subject, I have to jump in a way, not brutally jump in and, you know, tell them about my business or about my service, but more of a providing solution. What's good about the PR, PR is more effective, publicity, good publicity, or PR strategies are more effective than traditional advertising because you come across as someone who's trustworthy and you get... you provide solutions. So that's how you probably will be in a relationship with your clients or your potential prospects or your potential customers, because it's proven by many corporations that engaging and answering questions, even if you are a real business owner. What's happening today, if you noticed, on social media, because think about it, social media is really it's a branch of public relations. It's not by itself, because again, we're dealing with people. And so if you business owner and you go and respond to feedback, or even if it's a negative feedback that you're getting from your client, it's much better than sitting there and just building a business as a one-way street. It doesn't happen anymore. People are going ignore you, and they're not going to deal with you, even if you're a big corporation, and mm-hmm. you get a bad reputation. And that's what's happened with many, many companies out there, and they had to force themselves to do public relations through social media.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I notice so many places have Twitter and Facebook fan pages, and a lot of times you'll even, an ice cream company that's running an anniversary, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, go to our Facebook fan page. And a group I just saw on stage live, I went, let me see if they have a fan page. And so you start to look for them and purposefully interact. And my mom, who didn't grow up with as much of this stuff, she is like, you mean, you know, you just saw these people in concert and you ran over to their Facebook page and commented? I said, well, yeah, why not? It was fun. I had a good time. I thought maybe they'd like to know. You know, because other people want to go maybe see them, you know. And it was just not occur to her, but it definitely occurred to me. And that I just see that so much how things run. In fact, I was attempting to reach a really large company, and I couldn't get anywhere by calling customer service, so I tweeted them. But
wow,
a better response. That was just classic. I'm like, I can't get hold of anybody who knows what they're doing. Let me tweet them and say, I need to talk to a such and so expert. And you know, they said, okay, we're getting someone, and they'll call you and whatever. So I just see that as a huge difference that would not have happened 5 years ago.
You know, I think that what you said exactly is so perfect. Is purposely. You know, you purposely put yourself on a spot, and you, in a way, and you put them on the spot, because if they didn't respond to you, imagine
mm-hmm.
what would happen. I think social media and public relations, allowing big corporations to really get out there, and they have to be grateful to owners, business owners, really getting out there and sharing the message with them and really promoting them, because what you've done is that you really promoted them. You really promoted their customer service, because there's a lot of people left watching.
Right.
And how they responded to you, you know, that's what made a difference. And you can write about it, you can talk about it, and that's how I build a relationship with owner of Zappos, because his company has a great customer service, and relationship marketing is so important, and that's what he even emphasized in a lot of what he does. So when you start watching what the leaders do, you can really, that's what advice for any business owner. Look what successful companies do that promote relationship building. How do they do that? What's their pattern?
Right.
And if you watch them, you will find that pattern of what they do. And in a way, you can be just like a parrot, you know, just repeating it, and then it becomes your habit. You develop it. You get into that. You develop passion for this, and you see that it works. Because when you see it works, it becomes more exciting. And becomes your new identity in a way, and it's a good identity for relationship marketing. Because if you never knew how to do it before, and now something you found that works, and you really see that it's actually more simple than you used to think, by just building a relationship with integrity, with being authentic, being natural, being you, that's, I think, the core principle of relationship marketing. And the subject that you've got today is really important to me, because I believe that relationship marketing is about sticking to your core values and having integrity and not toward just other people, but toward yourself, respecting yourself for who you are. And that's kind of, and that's when the customer sees that you have a consistency in who you are online and who you are in the real world. You know, you can build business offline and online, and you will never have to pretend to be someone else. And I'm sure you you notice that being on Twitter, sometimes you don't know if the people are really trying to be somebody, something else, or they are, you know what I mean. I think that's what changed. It's allowing people, social media is kind of removing their some people's fake layers. And they have to be themselves, or they have to bring the best in them and show to people if they want to be successful. So,
yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm doing kind of an experiment. I just tweeted, since you mentioned Zappos, and I just tweeted something saying that you'd mentioned them on our radio show, and it would be fun to have them as guests because they do some awesome things. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, that would be cool.
That'd be cool. When she said that, I went, oh, man, I want to have them as guests. So I thought, well, let me tweet it first, and then I'll go about getting in touch with them later. But I wanted to tweet it and find out what happened. So Tatiana on Twitter is at Smokin' Hot PR, like smoking without a G, Smokin' Hot PR.
Mm-hmm.
And I just mentioned her, and I'm at The Story Lady, and Gina is at JV Queen on Twitter. So you can pay attention to us and see what happens with this. But it is really interesting to see not only the you know, the large companies, but of course we deal mostly with the entrepreneurs, but all of us interact with large companies in some way, shape, or form in our lives, whether it's our cell phone company, or I mentioned placing an order with Vistaprint, and they tweeted me back, and those kinds of things that come up that, you know, you have interactions, and when you happen to mention them publicly, I remember commenting, gee, I wrote on their wall of the hatchery where we got our baby chicks saying how wonderful they are, and I showed a picture, and they never even wrote back or replied. And so I'm like, wow, I guess there's really not somebody monitoring very well what's happening, because you'd think if somebody is praising your company, you'd like be sharing it all over the place and be very happy to have it. So it does give people a new level of things to deal with, though, doesn't it, as far as, you know, kind of making sure that you're engaging. A friend of mine is a small business, and she says, you know, I don't know how you put up with that. She says, put up with that, dealing with the Twitter and Facebook and responding to people and writing on their walls and all this. She goes, I don't know that I want to do that. And I said, well, you're going to need to hire somebody who will do it for you then. So otherwise you'll have a hard time.
But you know what I will tell you, ladies? I think if you hire someone, will that person be you? And, you can allow them to, you can hire someone to, you know, do the admin work, you know, posting your planning, pre-planning for, you know, your tweets, you know, certain things we can do. But I think people will never get to know you until you interact, until they see how you think. It's the same thing, you know, Twitter is like, you hear about building a relationship with your list. And let's say you've got a list, and that's just an example, you've got a list and you send newsletters. Well, often people don't respond or don't react to your conversations, you know, until they read that letter 5-7 times. And so it's very important to build a relationship the real way and old-fashioned way. And Twitter is no different than going in a big group of women at some meetup event and meeting and getting to know each other and sharing who you are. And if people understand that if they need to be authentic as possible on Twitter or Facebook or any other, you know, social network, that it's so much easier than trying to pretend to be something that they're not in real life, or pretend that they're some huge business, or that they've got thousands of clients. And I see that so more often, and then you find out that those people are not what they say they are, because you start asking them questions, and they get caught in the lies. And that's a huge no-no. They don't understand that it's, I would rather talk with a business owner who is getting started and say, you know what, I'm just getting started. I'm building my business. I have, you know, maybe little marketing knowledge, but I'm here to learn. Than saying, oh, I'm just getting your clientele base. I'm here to provide my services, and how can I be of service? The simple introduction is often is more powerful than coming across as know-how guy or girl, because and then later you find out that they don't know anything. And that's, I think, the big no-no in relationship marketing. And that's a big no-no as a PR professional, to share with the world that this company is a new company, or if the company has just been in business for a little bit, what happened with them. That's what PR is so important, because you can allow the world know about that company, about their progress, about their events, because people are watching, and you would be surprised. Today, for example, I will tell you, the story happened with me. I posted something about integrity and sticking to your core values, but I kind of, you know, 140 characters on Twitter does not allow you sometimes say things a certain way. Well, one gentleman was like, oh, I love what you write, but I didn't agree with that. Well, you know, I don't want people to agree with everything I say, you know, and that's the key to relationship marketing. I want people to think differently about maybe their life. Because what happens with marketing online, with relationship marketing, especially in the PR business, we want everybody to agree with us, but it's not the way to go. And that's a big no-no, to remember that you don't have to have everyone agree with you. And what do you think about those? About that? What do you think about these things yourself?
Well, I think that is very true. You don't have to have everybody agree with you. Wanda, how about you? What do you think?
No, I think it's better that you don't. I don't mean that you should stir the pot just for the sake to stir it, but I think disagreement or and being willing. And see, this is one thing, Tatiana, maybe you notice this too. Gina, I know you do, is that we find especially people who are new in sort of claiming their expertise sometimes are afraid to come out and boldly say, this is my opinion, or this is a way to do it, or whatever. They're afraid to be bold and say something because they don't want someone to disagree. I remember when I was in a competition and I was one of the top bringers of traffic, and I did it because I picked a pretend fight with one of the other contestants. We weren't truly fighting, but he had said something about my guide dog, and I had a good time playing with that. Brought a lot of traffic, brought a lot of votes, brought a lot of things happening. And it was just really fun, you know, like, oh, now we're going to meet in person and see if the dog bites his head off or whatever, you know, kind of stuff was going on. And it was good to get things stirred up and get people talking. And it was nothing truly harmful. It wasn't let's lambast you and tear you down. It wasn't that kind of stuff. But it was definitely, you know, taking a stand. And so you can and should do that. Some people will disagree with you, and that actually can bring you attention.
Exactly. No, we're not talking about storing up, but what I'm saying is that I think the key to building a relationship is it's standing for what you believe. We don't mean that we have to be arrogant and ignore everybody else's opinion, no. But what I noticed is some people don't have their voice. They want to please all their friends and their followers. And that's a big mistake, because if you believe in something, say it, but say it in a more professional way. And if somebody disagrees, say, okay, you know, I respect your opinion, but this is what I believe. Because if we start, you know, kind of shifting away from who we are, then there will be people who have a completely different opinions. I mean, think about the example of you go in a restaurant with your girlfriends and you have a girl, you know, birthday party, and everybody orders dessert, how many of people are going to really order the same stuff? Nobody. Some people may order the same dessert or the same drink, but the point is, you're not going to ruin a relationship because somebody has different taste. So the key is doing it professionally and doing it, you know, supporting each other in their opinion, because everyone is unique. But what happened in social media and public relations, especially, some people want to be like someone else. Everybody tries to imitate some big social media experts. They become copycats. And the importance in relationship marketing is be so unique and be so special to your consumers, to your prospects, to your clients, that they know you by your values. They know you for who you, for what you stand. And that's the key for brand awareness. Nike company, you know, the largest company, doesn't say that Skechers stink, or they don't say that, you know, don't buy shoes from the cheaper retailer. They believe for their brand. They establish the brand as, and they build on that. They build on respect from their customers and by also showing respect to their competition. So that's the key in relationship marketing. Doesn't matter if it's online or offline. There's no need to please anyone just to so you can look good in your own eyes. And that's what a lot of business owners want. They don't want to look good in somebody else's eyes. They want to look good in their eyes. And just to feel, you know, justify who they are. So that's what with the public relations, you know, services and just help of a PR professional sometimes may help a business, small business or a company, to take a new angle and view their stories and view their what they can share with the world from a different perspective. So that's kind of what I wanted to share today with you guys.
You there, Rhonda? Rhonda? My goodness, we're just having all kinds of technical issues.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I muted because there was some noise and I forgot. I was like, whoops, I got on mute. Yes, I am absolutely here. And that's all really great. And the stories, of course, you mentioned stories, and I know we'll want to talk about that. But, Gina, I feel like I've been hogging the mic, so go for whatever. We'll come back to stories.
Well, I wanted to go to stories. That's why I was looking for you.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. So, well, yeah.
You and I both see that stories are really important, and here we are talking to somebody about a very specific field of PR, and here we are back at stories all over again.
Isn't that
marvelous? Why are stories so important?
I can't wait for Tatiana to tell us about stories in PR, but stories really do connect people. And you said something really significant real quick that I want to bounce back to for a moment. When you were mentioning that, you know, a good company is not going to tear down another company, like say, well, their ice cream is bad or their shoes are bad and mine are great, but to stand in the power of your own brand. And I think what sometimes happens with entrepreneurs who are our audience is they're afraid to stand in their own light and shine, and they're not going to necessarily tear something else down, but they might go, ooh, they're so big. How can I ever be the one to get attention of people when there's some big person in my niche who has all the glory? So that to me seems like an area where PR can be really helpful in maybe just helping people stand in your light, stand in your expertise, and be able to work from that.
And that's an excellent point that you made, because what happens is, okay, I love analogy with the food when I talk about PR, and something that can help business owners to recognize the importance of PR. We all like, you know, we all love to drink coffee, a majority of us. But imagine drinking decaffeinated coffee and hoping to get a buzz and hoping to get that rush and energy from that. So just imagine your business without PR. It's like having no caffeine in a coffee. And you pretend that you've got it, but it doesn't exist. My point is this. PR is a very important tool, and it's a core of your business. Why? Mm-hmm. It builds the bridge between you and a customer, you and a client, or if it's a business to business. The key of small business owners, they need PR more than sometimes than the bigger guys. Why? They need to allow people to read about them, to know them. And that's why PR solutions and PR companies or PR training is often overlooked. And PR, it's not just about creating publicity through the story. It's about not just connecting you with the media. It's about lead generation. It's about building trust, building endorsements by other professionals, and also allowing those big guys in the industry to read about you. That's how I was able to connect with big people in the PR world that I would never probably able to connect if I was not using social media. So by combining all those two things, you know, a small business owner has as much a chance as the big guy to get out there and, you know, like you just posted right now on Twitter that you would like to talk to Tony with Zappos because of his relationship marketing. Well, this is out there. That's open. It's,
right.
Again, it's how he's going to respond to it and if he's going to have time or if he's going to post something for you guys on a blog. Doesn't matter what he can share. But the point is, it's almost you're challenging those big guys to pay attention to you. Because if they don't pay attention to you, they may get a bad reputation that they're not really interested in connecting with all the people. So their reputation is at stake. And that's how I look. I'm not here to challenge them and purposely, but my point is they have to be humble enough to respond to your tweets, to respond to your requests, because they want to show that they want to show one main thing. The point of social media and PR is people. And if people and if businesses forget that the main asset for their success is people, they will never be successful. That's why public relations stands for, you know, having people in your business and relationship with people. So, and that's why social media is giving extra exposure to business owners. And so, and that's how PR works. So it's a kind of a, it's a blend. It's almost like a, you know, ice cream swirl, chocolate and vanilla, you know, you got social media and PR all together. And
one of those swirl ones.
Yeah, it's swirled, so it's kind of blended. Mocha. So yeah, so that's how I look at this. That's how I look at the business, because that's how I look at the PR. That it's not some boring, you know, area of business that or company. And because you see from the movies, you know, that give them to do this PR work. You know, a lot of businesses look at the PR as almost kind of a little slave department where they're trying to make them do the work, instead of PR is actually what gives them the glory. Without PR, nobody will succeed. And really, what we do in promoting other people and giving other people publicity is a part of PR. It's because third-party publicity is always going to be effective because it's giving you credibility. I mean, look at Oprah. I was reading about Oprah last night, and she said that what helped her to become successful as a business owner, that it was the trust that she built with American public. And think about that, everything she endorses and recommends become the bestseller.
Right.
So that's very important for us to build the trust, because then people come to you as the source. That's how your credibility is going to grow. So that's why it's important, stick to your values, give the best, and people will come back to you. Even if it takes you a year to get the high reputation, just don't give up, because you never know what's around the corner. You don't know in social media and public relations whom you're going to meet that can give you and open the door for you to the next opportunity. And that's why PR is very, very important.
Well, one of the things that I heard you say in that was that really PR and relationships are one and the same. That if you're building a business, you've got to be building relationships, and PR is the way to get it. Is that really essentially what you're saying, right?
Yes. I mean, through social media publicity, I mean, social media is a more of a, you know, social media is a more of a teaser to get people to really pay attention to your PR work and how you promote the company, or, you know, share the information, the stories with the rest of the world. Social media is just more of a, like an appetite, you know, it's a little appetizer to the rest of the business world. So it allows people to go to your blogs or to go to your press releases or to go to your videos and really hear the message that will allow then the rest of the world and those customers see what you really do. So it's like a three step at the social media, public relation piece, and then your product or your service. And a lot of them wants to jump from social media immediately to, you know, in your product and your business, instead of kind of, and they eliminate the most important center of their business, which is public relations.
And most of our listeners are people who are just getting started in growing their business. They're not people who are already doing six or seven figures. At what point in a company or a company's lifespan should they start using PR?
From the beginning.
A difference between what a brand new company would do for a PR standpoint versus what an existing business who's really getting results would do?
I think every company needs a PR, just because it's especially if you're a beginner, you have to share with the world about something that you're launching or something that you're getting started with. Then you will write, let's say, pieces of publicity. If it could be press release, it could be a blog, or it could be a video that you make about what's going on. And then over the time, you start sharing the story. So the beginning has to, you know, you have to have the beginning. And if you just kind of ignore the main stage, or the, let's say, the beginning stage of your business promotion, then instead jumping to let's say writing a press release or writing a blog or creating a video message about announcement or story to your customers, and they don't know who you really are, well, that's the reason why you need to have publicity from day one. It's very important. Again, I remember David Mirman Scott, who is an amazing PR and marketing expert, and he said in his book, New Rules of PR and Marketing, he said, even the little man needs more publicity, needs more PR than, and needs to write press releases more than a person who's been, you know, a year to 5 years in business. It's a must.
Mm.
It's not. It's a must. It's not. I mean, think about for a minute about offline marketing. Companies or restaurants, let's say in the area where we live, we're constantly getting specials about new restaurants open, and they constantly offer. They have publicity for them. They send specials. They send promotions, and they put billboards.
Mm-hmm.
They have to tell about their business. They're new. They're brand new. So what's the difference between someone starting a business online and someone who's launching the business locally or regionally? There's no difference. The business building principles are the same regardless where you go. And that's why, you know, some type of publicity, it's very important, so people know that you at least exist in the world.
my listeners tend to be people who are building their businesses on a shoestring budget.
Mm-hmm.
Does PR mean they have to spend a lot of money on advertising?
No. PR, just one example of what I specialize personally is press releases, and there's different types of press releases that you can use. Some of them blog-based, some of them on social media, which is a new, but the basic is just regular traditional search engine optimized press releases that allowing you to create article and create the story and share the news about you launching a business and why you have decided to do so, and you know, or sharing about your company in a third kind of a third person description. So you share that. But not only that, the reason there are a lot of press release companies that offering, you know, free subscription or free submissions, so you don't have to pay, from freepressrelease.com to 24-7 press release. There is so many, people just can Google free press release, top free press release companies. And if they just use the keywords correctly and they write a good story, only 400 to 500 words, and I actually going to be doing a training on press releases this week, this Thursday, and so my whole goal is just to show people how they can start giving people information about themselves, because the thing is this, if you are a new business owner, and if somebody Googles your name or Googles the company that you represent, and or they Google your name with a company, and they don't find anything else on you, and you're in a big trouble.
Right.
If they find at least 2 press releases, guess what? You're sharing your opinion, you're sharing a story, you can offer people free consultation or free ebook download or free report, get people to take action. You're building a trust. And that's why publicity is important. It's instead of people jumping immediately on your page or your lead capture page or your sales page, if they don't like it, they're going to get away from that page and you will never see them. But if you,
right.
You know, but if you write a press release, the same thing, why blogs work. Blog is another piece of publicity. But let's go back to press releases. They read. They connect with you. They see that you're a real person. They may see your video attached. They may see your pictures, images. They may see pieces of your work. You are creating image. You are establishing, you're putting yourself a little bit higher on the pedestal than you are in real life. And they develop trust. And that, and if you said there in a press release that you recently launched, let's say, a product or a business, they know what you've done. So they're not going to look at you as a completely newbie, and they don't want to trust you. They see that you're a serious business owner and that you're actually sharing with the world. Because if you are a serious business owner who is starting the business, and if you're afraid to write publicity about your business or hire someone to do it for you, it indicates that you're not serious about the business. And publicity just gives you credibility. And publicity makes you stand out among all the other business owners in the same field. So you're basically offering them a solution and say, how can I help you? I've been working with a client in the same type of a field as yours. I can provide the solution. You can use that in your press release. You can make a story so compelling that they will want to hire you, or they will want to work with you, they will want to buy your product, or share. The thing is about press release marketing, for example, which is one of the PR tools, it's viral. You can share on Twitter, social networks, Facebook. You can send it to your friends. You send it to the list. You can download it as a PDF report. It has amazing capability of as not just lead generation tool, but media tool. So if you want to, as I say, you know, basically you,
right,
for the price of one press release, you're getting you solve two problems, media contacts and lead generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about press releases for a minute. Press releases, I know, is a topic that stumps a lot of the audience that's listening to this show. What makes for a good press release?
Well, that's a great question. What makes press releases anything else is a good story. And not only a good story, but also compelling a headline, description, summary of what your press release is about has to be very, very important. You have to pay attention to headline or to the title of your press release. You want people click. The same thing with emails. You get an email, and if it doesn't have a good headline, nobody's going to click on it, right? So headline and summary of what your press release is about and making it short, 400 to 500 words, making sure that you actually telling people what to do in the end of your press release, telling them they can subscribe to your newsletter or they can get free report or that you're currently offering free 30-minute, you know, training or consultation or you talk about your free class. You have to share that. You have to make people, you don't think, oh, because they're going to read, they're going contact me. No, you have to tell them what to do. You have to make them take action, and that's what's going to give you leads, and that's what's going to make you a good press release. And again, you want to be available for speaking, for training, and that way the media, newspapers, journalists, radio shows can contact you if they feel that you're a great you know, source of information to them. So
Right.
In general, makes a good press release, yeah.
Now, and you mentioned that you have a class coming up. If somebody is interested in that, what all are you covering and where do people find out about it?
They can go to my smokinghotpr.com. I will be posting today on Twitter. I use the abbreviation bit.ly, bit.ly/pressreleasemastery. It's a shortened link, but they can go to smokinghotpr.com and see my post about, you know, webinar. It's right on my, you know, on my blog. But if they want to go directly, they need to type in http://bit.ly. It's spelled as bit.ly/pressreleasemastery, and that's a training that they have to register. It will be on Thursday evening, and it's going to be a 90-minute workshop. I'm doing it this week and next week because I want people to bring their questions as well and go over basics of formula of creating a press release, SEO press release, how to use press release, not just to make announcement, but to generate leads. And which all of us want that, and how to get media through press release, contact you to do maybe, again, some type of a pre-class or show, so how to make that available. And then I'm also going to be talking about breakthrough in public relations. It's called social media release. It's a little bit, it's a new baby on the block, as I call it. It's something that not many business owners use, but it's a very effective way for companies who want to build buzz around their company and their own brand. So it's a move for brand awareness. So I'm going to be touching on that too. So it's going to be on Thursday night.
Excellent. And I'll be sure to put that into the resources after the show. I put up a little post in the Blog Talk show with any resources you mentioned. So I'll be sure to put that in there.
Thank you very much, Shonda.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be there. I'll be there Thursday. That'll be great.
Yeah, register for the class, and then you will receive updates and plus a couple goodies.
Yep.
The thing is about any type of marketing. You know, you can know all the tools, and you can know all many marketing methods. And all of us, if you think about in common sense, majority of us, no basics. It's just a lot of people just don't take action. And the important thing about any type of business, if you even start with the basic PR tools and marketing tools, it's just getting started and getting that first press release and getting that first article or creating that first blog post and letting people, hey, the world, I exist here, you know. That's what, you know, and if people don't want to write, there are a lot of companies out there and independent consultants, you know, that can help. And that's what I do. I consult people on PR and creative strategies for really promoting their business and allow them how they can look at their business maybe in a different light that they've never thought was possible. So.
Yeah. Are you there, Rhonda? I'm going to let you move us into the topic of stories and PR so that we can kind of tie that together with the press release and whatnot.
Right. So you've mentioned a couple of times, of course, the power of stories, which Gina and I are both very, very excited about and teach people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've talked about stories in press releases, and of course we tell people that you tell stories in your blog posts and you tell them in your articles and in your classes and on your radio shows and wherever it is that you are. Harder to do it on Twitter with so few characters, but you do it pretty much everywhere. So do you have a certain formula that you like to teach people for a press release that makes sure they get a good story in there and as well as the news?
Yes. Usually, let's say if you have a book, let's say you're an author and you just launched a book or you want to promote, you really, if you have a third-party publicity person who is going to write for you, it's in a way you have to sometimes you have to pretend that somebody interviewed you. So it's if you have your own book, so pretend that the journalist interviewed you and then they're writing about that to the public. So unless you want somebody interview you and you have a PR person who's going to do it for you, so regardless, the story that you write in a press release is a little bit different from the story you write on a blog and the article. It's in a way different type of people, different type of audience that you target with the regular story. Press release is a little bit more formal, so you do need to give a good introduction. You need to write a good headline. You need to get a summary. Then you need to tell something unique about one big idea from that book. So if you want to discuss a certain topic in your book, for example, or in your business, you want just to focus only on one thing, and that's very important. When people start writing press releases, they want to embrace and cover everything what their business does or what their products do, and then press release doesn't become a press release, but becomes, it's almost like a report. And
right.
It's very different. It's a more of, again, PR press release is like appetizer. It just allows people to get a taste of what your product is about, but kind of give them some quotes. You see, if you really look at some press releases, just even going to PRWeb.com or MarketWire.com, look at the top press releases in your field and see the pattern, the template. You will see that people provide facts, that you always want to, you know, have facts that support your story. You want maybe have a quote if you, you know, that somebody interviewed you and this is something you shared. So your PR press release should be in the third person writing, so it shouldn't be saying I all the time. And that's the main mistake that a lot of people do when they make a press release. With the difference with a blog you can use the word I all the time, or, you know, because it's a more, it's a less formal, it's a more of a, you know, giving advice or tips based with a story, where here it's a more of an announcement that uses the story as the foundation. So it's a little bit different angle. That's what makes press release a good story. And that's the difference between that and a regular article that you post on a blog.
And something else I noticed that a lot of authors do, and business owners too sometimes, is they act as if the book being out is the news, or that the doors opening to the business is the news. It's like, whoop-de-doo, there's another book out. There's a million of them this year. That itself isn't the news, right? It's what is somebody going to gain from interacting
with
the
book. Yeah, but that's the story. That's what changed. You still can write a press release that, you know, based on announcement. But a lot of them share the story. They reveal the truth. They share some, you know, hidden secrets, or they, you know, it's not only any more announcement. It's more of a story-driven press release, because that's what gets attention not only of the media, because, again, what is your agenda of writing a press release? If you're writing a press release to reach the media, so you want, you know, some company to book you for presentation or speaking, then maybe you need to make it more of an announcement, but you still have to offer people solution. Your press release, in a way, is the first step to allowing media or even your customers to see that you're offering solution. So if you don't have that element in the press release, they will just leave the page, and they will not go to your report. They will not go your contact information. If you know, you have to make it available in the press release for them to see, and that's what makes a difference. So it's not just announcement driven. That's a story. You use the story as a almost like a hook. You want to get them in to share this based on a story or based on something what happened. So that's a difference.
So I'm adding something to not just the announcement, but adding a story, something interesting about why it came about, or something interesting that's happened around the announcement, not just the doors are open or the book is out or whatever. Okay.
Yes. So it's a more of a, you use the story as kind of a, like a glue. It glues your everything that's related to your business, and allowing people to, because people like stories, you know, people like analogies, people like a little bit more information, not just a bland news that have no flavor. Stories add a little bit of spice, and I call it seasoning, to your press release. And it's not anymore, or let's say I could have written press release when I created my e-zine and started my consulting. I could say, oh, Tatiana Gan of Nashville, Tennessee, you know, started her, you know, consulting services. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Like you said, how many people launch and write e-books or books every year? Tons of people. Because, but if you write a press release, if I wrote a press release, Tatiana Gan provides solution for restaurant business owners in Nashville with social media and PR education or consulting, I'm just giving an example, I became more specific. And I offered, or she, Tatiana Gan takes a new spin on public relation, you know, coaching or PR consulting for business owners. So you take a little bit the same thing, but you make it look interesting, so people say, I wonder what she does, what is her, what's different about her? So you want people get curious with your headline.
So you're arousing curiosity in the headline. You're giving
a
description that should be a little bit like the aroma of chocolate chip cookies, you know. Smells good, right?
Exactly.
It should be like that description. I know you like food analogies, and I love to just make all kinds of odd things relevant, and that's what you're doing with food sometimes. It's great. And then you're talking about having a story in the body of the press release. So even if you're making an announcement, there's something about it.
I think about the children. For example, my son is 8 years old, and we were trying to teach him, I homeschool him, and we were trying to teach him on a particular subject, and he was just not interested. And then we got a book, and it was a story based about the same thing that was a textbook was teaching. And so what I learned, that teaching through the story is more powerful than teaching, giving people just, you know, theory. And so that's what I wanted, you know, to share with you.
Yeah, I would love to. I'd be happy to offer a storytelling workshop for your subscribers sometime and, you know, and help. I have some really simple strategies. If that would be of value to you, I'd always be happy to serve you. You can just let me know.
Well, thank you very much.
And Rhonda, where can folks find out about some of the things that Tatiana has to offer?
For some reason, my website is down. And I have to come to the host month, the account, my hosting. I don't know what's happened because I don't understand what happened.
Well, your website, since this is evergreen, I'll at least give it. So you are on Twitter, Smokin' Hot PR, and that's your website also, smokinhotpr.com. And I know it will get back up, even if it isn't right this second. And, of course, our interviews are available for people pretty much forever, so we'll get fanned. Those are a couple of places. You also have some articles on ezinearticles.com, so if people want to read some more articles, meanwhile, you can see some there, and in fact, I was quoting one of those earlier, talking about the power of press releases on one of the articles that you have. So those will be a couple of places where we can people can find you, and I also should remind people just we're really excited to be here and have something I want to play really quick. So let me just tell you how you can show us your appreciation for the show, and we'll be right back.
Are you enjoying today's show? Great. Tell us what you like best by leaving us a 5-star rating and a comment so that both we and Blog Talk Radio know how much you love the show. Thanks. We appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks, Rhonda.
Absolutely.
So, Tatiana, if someone is just getting started, what are the first things they should be doing to get started with PR?
Well, they need to write press releases and just get their you know, material together as their blog and their articles, and you know, that way they have the supported material. That's what I would recommend.
Good. And for somebody getting started with press releases, if they're going, man, I don't even know what a press release is, much less how I write one, how can they get one written? Do you have any good resources?
Honestly, if they go to even PR Web or MarketWire, a lot of the companies do provide the basic guidelines. And so, you know, that could be the best step and the first step that they can use in getting out there and just following the guidelines of what companies really want today. And PR Web is probably, in MarketWire, the best. Provide the best, you know, training and education for people.
And I also like PR Web's press releases. Another company I use for press releases, there's a company called Need An Article. It's need-an-article.com. Need-an-article.com. And it's about $15 or $16 to have a press release written for you. Very, very reasonable. And one of the things that I've done in the past that's worked really well is I get a press release written if I need an article because it is such a reasonable price. And then I go over to PR Web, and it's much less expensive to get them to review and edit a press release than it is to get them to write a press release. So instead of getting my press release written at PR Web, I'll get it written at Need An Article, and then I'll have PR Web review and edit it. Saves a bundle doing that.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
What other question do you think we should have asked that we didn't ask that's important to someone just getting started using PR?
I think that, you know, really understanding it, learning about what customers want and what your market wants, and start writing, you know, start providing solutions. So your PR could be mainly for solutions. So
really important thing that you just said.
Yeah.
Most people, when they're getting started, they're not thinking about the problems their prospects have and how they can solve them. They're thinking about their products, which are solutions to start with, and why everyone wants to have their great products. It's 180-degree different thinking, what you just described. And it's something that it's really the foundation of relationship marketing. Because if you don't know what your prospects' problems are, there's no way you can be of service to them.
Exactly. Exactly.
And do keywords come in to play when you're doing press releases and other types of PR?
Yeah, you need to use keywords for, and choose one or two keywords for press release that you want to target. So you don't want to use too many, but one or two main keywords for press release. That gives you opportunity for you to support just one topic and for one press release, and then create, you know, as many press releases. No need to put everything in one in a big pot and thinking that it's going to work. It's just not.
And Rhonda, what else do you want to know about PR today?
So, I guess do you happen to know of or recommend a template that someone can use if they're wanting to write their own? To try to, you know, try to learn how to write their own. Do you have a template that you recommend or a particular resource for, you know, other than just following the ones in your niche? Do you?
I mean, the template is you need to write have a title. You need to have a summary of what you're going to write, because really if you go to PR Web, they have a template already written, and they will tell you that you need to have 2 to 3 paragraphs in a body, and then have contact information always for people to get hold of you and put your bio in, or for people to take action through the press release and say you can subscribe to my, you know, that any customer can subscribe to this press release or this blog, or so you kind of within the story you go and share with them links where they can go and get the rest of information. So press release is not you going telling everything in the press release, but allowing them, compelling them enough to click on your link. And so that's very important. So you want to make press release as short as possible, 3 to 4 paragraphs, include a couple quotes maybe from yourself or someone, if you write for someone else, you know, their thoughts and what they think or what they said. Really, that's the main kind of a template, is really, you know, having facts, having supported quotes, having enough information to get them to your next step, because that's what you do. Your goal of your press release is not for them to leave, but for them to go to your page or your report or give you a call. That should be the whole, you know, goal of a press release.
Sounds like you're saying to make it a discovery for the reader so that they are enticed and want to know more.
Yep.
Excellent, and we really thank you for being part of
the show. I appreciate the wonderful interview and wonderful questions, and I'm going to find out what happened with my site, because I just
did find out. Apparently, your domain name just got renewed yesterday.
It was.
When you went to renew your domain name, your registrar for some reason changed your name server so that it's not pointing to your hosting account anymore. It's now pointing to them. So you just have to go in and to your registrar's dashboard and point them again to your HostGator name servers, and it should come back up just fine.
Yeah.
So for folks who'd like to connect with Tatiana Gann, our guest today, you can go to smokinghotpr.com and give it about 24 hours to make sure that Tatiana gets it to come back up. And you should be able to find her at smokinghotpr.com or connect with her on Twitter at twitter.com/smokinghotpr.
You can go to globalmentormarketing.com/blog. It's a globalmentormarketing.com/blog. My site just up. And because the other, it was the main that I use, Smoking Hot PR, because my original blog, globalmentormarketing.com, because the name of my company, Global Mentors Marketing. So they can go to globalmentormarketing.com/blog. They will find everything on my page.
Well,
very
fantastic. Thank you so much, Tatiana, and we will be back.
I appreciate you. I appreciate, and I will share the link about the call just shortly on Twitter.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
And we will be back next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And Rhonda, who's our guest next week? I can't wait.
John Mercerin. John Mercerin, I can't wait. And
yay.
So John Mercerin is here next week, and the following week is Jessica Swanson of Shoestring Marketing. So we're very excited having such fabulous guests along with Rhonda this month, and thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.